more specifically, white middle to upper class culture. I learned that there were things I never noticed that were negatively impacting our team's experience at work. For example, our primary office location is in a largely white, affluent suburb, and that has created an unwelcoming environment for some team members. Other issues seem to be about class and culture, as well as the interconnected issue of race. Our expense reimbursement policy assumes our colleagues have credit cards. We don't offer corporate cards, and is ignorant to the fact that some who do might be in a tough spot if we reimburse them after they needed to pay their monthly bill. More burdensome because research that suggests credit terms are often worse for people of color than for whites. Personal shares at our weekly staff meeting, intended to build connection and community, often featured photos from a team member's amazing travel experience or beautiful wedding, which for some had a "must be nice for you" dissonant ring. General office chatter, whether in the kitchen, on Slack, or during go-to meetings, reflected the life experiences, interests, and digital feeds of our team. And since that team was largely white and privileged, or then just being around the office, was a daily reminder of otherness and an obstacle for some to bring their whole selves to work every day. Compounding these issues, B-Lab had almost no people of color in leadership.